Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast, episode 144. I'm your host, Justin Jesse, whatever you want. Oh, God. I've only done this 144 times.
We're not going to have another one of those where you, like, run the intro a million times. No.
I don't think so. Not tonight. You know what I was thinking would have been funny? If we would have done, like, Distinguished gentlemen.
Not too much. And Kev is running late today. We need his dulcet tones to really round out the harmony of the group.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's a great alto. That's what I've always said anyway. I guess he's an alto. Not really sure what that is or does. But it sounds like where he would be, right? Because he's not,
I think, bass. He's a tenor.
You think he's a tenor?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
He could be an 11er if he tried a little harder, but...
Yeah. Fucking guy.
He's always been a tenor to me.
Aw.
I don't know. Should see naked pictures. Crank that baby up to 11, if you know what I'm saying. This week, we have on the show, Stugazzo.
Hello, friends.
Hi.
That's it. I got nothing. I used up all my good material before we started recording tonight. So.
That's all right. That's typical, though. I mean...
That's all you get.
We don't have a Baroque Reaper. He is away. He's away on assignment. We sent him to Chernobyl. See how things are going. Is it still radioactive? We're not sure.
I hope he brought his lead underwear.
Always.
No, he never leave home without it. He doesn't want any more kids. He's
oh boy.
He left those at home.
Speaking of Chernobyl, oh my gosh.
Where's this going?
No. Did you see the preview for the new show on HBO? That new miniseries?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
It looks amazing. It's like, it's all about the Chernobyl accident. Oof. That's some heavy shit. Yeah. Looks pretty good, though. Looks pretty good. It's hard to believe that it's been, like, what, almost a year and a half since Game of Thrones was on? Something like that.
I don't know. I thought you were going to say Chernobyl. I was like, no. Your timeline's a little off.
It's been like
there.
A year and a half since Chernobyl happened. Am I right? Sorry, I'm a time traveler. And in my world, it's only happened a year and a half ago.
Well, speaking of time traveler.
Yeah.
Did you see what the friend of the show, Liz Unbutton, posted in the private chat here that we had?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
There's this tweet. It's from...
pipe down, it's guess, from by some, the way. Like, we'll get to you.
It's from some like random ass account with like less than 100 followers when I saw it. The tweet is from November 2012, and it says,
"I'm gonna Star have Wars, a boner, but no,
Star Wars Episode 7, The Rise of Skywalker, The Emperor Lives. The Rise of Skywalker and The Emperor Lives from 2012. Now, for anybody that didn't see the trailer, I don't know why, but the Emperor laughs at the end, and it's called." The Rise of Skywalker. So it's kind of weird. Time travelers.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah. I've seen Mark Hamill's boner before.
Yeah. It's,
That's good.
It's girthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not what we're, oh, sorry.
ladies and gentlemen, we have with us a friend of the show, Elmer Fudd.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's going well.
Thanks. My, favorite part of that intro song. Of course. My favorite part of the intro song is everyone not knowing what to do with themselves. Do I bob my head? Do I look at everyone? Like, everyone's kind of like looking around.
I'm just like...
It's like an elevator of strangers when your intro song starts.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. I was like, do I air guitar? Or no, I'm just like, I'm watching how many seconds I have left before I have to turn the thing off to switch over. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I'm sorry.
Do I get into it?
I'm sorry.
I don't want to get more into it.
Did I make it, was it uncomfortable? Should we be doing something different? Like, what do I do with my hands?
I mean, mine are occupied, but, you know. Yeah,
obviously. Speaking of occupied hands, we have AKA Gear Dad is with us as well.
Hello.
I see that mustache is still going strong.
Yeah. I haven't convinced her to let me shave it yet.
It's a good look.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm convinced people are going to start approaching me and asking me if I have Mogwai in the back of my house.
Oh, my gosh. What are the three rules? Don't feed Jay after midnight.
Never to get him wet. Oh, too late.
Ooh. That reminds me of one of the Twitter handles I follow. It says, it's called Things White People Like. And it, and it's, and it, what'd it say? Hating when people say things are moist. I don't know. Wet, getting wet just made me think of that.
Yeah. I like that statement.
It's a very funny Twitter account.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like the word moist. My wife hates it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, eh, it's just so, eh. What's that even mean? It's, eh.
My wife said it tonight, and I was like, okay. She's into it. Yeah, but there are people that's like, moist. Ew, don't say that. Oh, my God. Like, what else am I supposed to say?
I'm trying to think.
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's damp. It's like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Try this cupcake. It's damp. It doesn't sound good at all.
Would you like a damp toilet? Was it?
Yeah. Or humid. That's you could describe food as humid. That's even worse.
You know, before the show, people were commenting on your basement, Stu. And I can't help but think to myself, like, man, I could never play on the left side of your table because you would have to be really fucking skinny to fit on that side.
Yeah. Do not. The rule right now is do not touch that. Okay. Unless it's on this side, because I have to move it out for us to be able to play. Yeah. I don't want it here.
No.
My wife put it here. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It goes. It should be around the corner down there. Don't worry. I'm working on it.
Incredibly.
There's going to have to be, my prediction is one hole in the wall, and then it gets moved.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Is it heavy? It looks pretty heavy.
It's not light, but I put felt pads underneath it, and with one person I could do it. I just have to be very careful and slow. With two people, it's no problem.
Yeah, watch out for the careful and slow, because we all know what happens when you get careful and slow.
In my case, it's when you don't even know what happened. So that's how slow you were. That's how careful and slow.
How's the babe?
Wow,
really good.
Yeah,
really good. She's good. She's a little bit fussy these days, a little bit gassy, like quite gassy, and she's a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, otherwise it's still a blast, man. My daughter's so good with her. She just wants to help, and the baby is awesome. The baby's a baby, you know. Yeah. they don't do much.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Yeah.
that's the best part, when the older sister's like all hands on, like, I want to teach me everything, I want to be there, and you have to be like, no, like, back away a little bit.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, like, this is the last time I'm going to ask, because that baby's not going to be doing anything for, like, at least, like, a year, like, maybe 6 to 9 months or so. Like,
yeah, when, I'll forward to the days when it's not a potato.
Yeah.
So.
Potato!
They'll ask again in episode 95.
This baby's a potato.
She's a good kid.
Do you guys have to drink every time somebody says potato? Is that why you both took a sip at the same time? Sorry, am I not on this game? Potato.
Yeah. Hurry up. Hurry up.
You're behind.
Ah, oh, boy.
That was good.
Oh, I'm going to get fucked up.
Those guys on that podcast, they are very hydrated. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, indeed.
Taking a drink of water. That's what I'm drinking here.
Mm. Oh, speaking of water, let me get some of this. Oh, it's so moist.
Mm. How's that damp water?
That damp water.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's refreshing. It's definitely refreshing. Were we talking about Star Wars? Yes, we were. So I was not on any kind of social media all day long on Friday. And then I came home. I was like running around doing a bunch of errands. I think I may have even went and got like dinner or something like that. And everybody was sitting in the living room, and my wife had the Apple TV on with there's like a trailers app on the Apple TV, and they had that up, and it was like you know, Star Wars, you know, what was it called? The Rise of Skywalker. It's like, what the fuck is this? It's like, we're gonna fucking play this, right? Like, dude, play that shit. I had no idea, and apparently, like, it came out in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, it was like early morning. Yeah. I got up for work and I was already blown up everywhere.
I had no idea. I've been very social media light this week, I think. But I had no idea. And then on top of it, then the trailer dropped for the new game, the new Respawn game.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Good Lord.
Yeah, how'd that look? Star Wars shit.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer was awesome.
Well, the movie?
Let's start with the movie first, and then we'll move on to the game. How about that?
All right. Well, that trailer looked awesome.
Yeah. It really did. Let's talk about the game.
It was good.
Yeah. Sounds good. It looked really great. All right. Thanks, guys.
No, but for the game, honestly, though, could that, like, your character is, like, the most boring, like, looking dude ever.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Show me gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, throw on whatever story you want. It doesn't matter to me. If I'm a Jedi, I don't care what you say. You're a Jedi who's also a janitor. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'll lightsaber mop somebody. You know what I mean?
That'd be amazing.
Maybe you get to create your character.
Mop saber.
No, they didn't say that. I think they would have said something like that. Like that. Although, who knows? We don't know anything about it other than the trailer.
Because, you know, male and females are going to be playing this game. Why couldn't it be a female character? Instead of just like, all right, you are an amazing Jedi. By the way, you're the most plain white guy in the galaxy.
I think it also just goes back to the fact that it's not true 100% of the time, but in a lot of cases where it's a single player game, as a solitary experience, you want people to play it their way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not RPG. Maybe it's more an action game though. So. Who knows? I don't know anything about this game.
It looks a little like Force Unleashed-ish, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully, maybe it's like a single-player open world, you know, like God of War. Well, I mean, maybe not God of War, but you know what I mean? Like
yeah. I don't think Respawn has ever done anything like that, though, really. Like,
I don't think so, either. At least they haven't with... You know what, like the last Titanfall campaign, that was pretty just like a linear thing that you went through.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but it was incredible. If they can just keep that standard, like with a Star Wars story.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a good. That'd be all right.
Well, didn't they have what's her face from Naughty Dog come over for this? I think she left the Uncharted. I forget what her name was. But she left Uncharted 4. And then I think came over to write this story. She wrote like the Uncharted games. Damn, I wish I could remember what her name was.
You could say any name and we'd agree with you right now.
That's her.
I think it was Dolores Claiborne.
Mm.
Yeah. You sure it wasn't Jill
Classic
Switzer?
Dolores.
What would you say, Stu?
Jill Switzer?
I think it might have been her. Yeah, it may have been Jill Switzer. Yeah.
Yeah. They're a writing duo. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. You know, when they get on board, look out.
Wow.
I forget what my person's name was already.
Start printing the money because it is gold. But yeah, I mean, it looks really cool. You know, they want you to become a Jedi, so I mean,
no loot boxes, so
that you know of.
For now,
yeah. Well, that's what I liked. That I think there was an actual post from EA was like, "Hey, everybody, there's no loot boxes or microtransactions. Isn't that cool?" You love us still, right? We're great, right?
Yeah, it looks great, though. So, back to the movie.
Yeah.
I love the way it started. With, like, Rey and fucking that crazy TIE fighter coming after.
Rey.
Spoilers for the Star Wars trailer, by the way.
Spoilers for the trailer. Yeah.
You fucking assholes. Who the fuck wants spoilers for a trailer? Get the fuck out of here. But man,
I want to go in as blind as possible.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe they said it. Unsubscribe. Who gives
I didn't even know Rey was going to be in this movie. It's bullshit.
Rey? Who's that guy? Ray Charles? That guy can't even see. How is he a Jedi?
Romano.
Ray Romano.
Hey guys. I have the Force.
Fluffy, is that you?
potato.
Oh, you got a drink.
Take a drink.
Oh boy.
Yeah. There we
go. What is that? A Zima? That looks delicious.
Oh, refreshing.
Mm.
I don't even remember everything that was in it. All I know is like the Ray thing.
Yeah, the backflip of the TIE fighter thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, there was some other shit. There was Kylo Ren
putting his helmet
slamming
back
a guy, yeah. Putting his helmet back together, and you know, Lando flying the Millennium Falcon again, which looks pretty cool.
My daughter goes, "Oh my god, is that Lionel Richie?" I said,
yes,
I said, "Yeah, it's Lionel Richie. It's crazy. It's gonna be so good."
Did you see that image going around? It's got from the Solo movie when Lando's like, "I'm getting my shit back," and. Han Solo's like, over my dead body. And the next image is Lando flying the Millennium Falcon in the new movie.
Gotcha, bitch. Oh my gosh. Who was it that posted the, Stu, was that you that posted the Seth Rogen thing?
Yeah, that was pretty good too. So at the end of the trailer, spoilers again for the trailer, at the end, it like, you know, you got Luke Skywalker and he's like, whatever. What does he say? He's like, you know.
Hold on. I'll play it. Let me find it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, please.
Vamp for a second. I know it's in our chat, and I'll.
Vamp for a second.
Oh my.
So anyway, setting this up. This was on Twitter. It was something that I found where it was like, yeah, I like this cut version. This cut version better, or something like that. And it was with Seth Rogen. So in the actual trailer, you hear the Emperor's laugh, but I don't know. This version would be pretty good too, I guess.
Hold on, let's hear it again. Let's hear it again. Hold on. Because I didn't have it. No one's ever really gone. And then I think he like retweeted and he was like, I totally support this or some shit like that. Oh my god.
There was actually another one I saw too with Jeff Goldblum that he retweeted. It was like his awkward laugh. Like, I can't even do it.
Dinosaurs. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Like the music that they used at the end was like the love theme. And I don't know. It looks so good. So good.
And you know what? Like, I'm going to say that I am very happy for the subsequent announcement that they made, which was Star Wars films are going on a hiatus after this.
Hell yeah.
So they're not, you know, shut them down for, I'm going to say a decade. Shut them down for a decade. Just let them sit.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think we're going to get 3 years.
2 years.
They said a hiatus on the films. Now, they're also that Disney Plus stuff, which, holy shit.
Oh, The Mandalorian?
Yeah,
I think they're going to do more stuff there too, though.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do more stuff there in the Star Wars universe.
Have they
just
put out
pause the movies?
Any trailers or anything for that? The Mandalorian.
There was
I saw the image.
There's some cast information.
Yeah.
And there's a couple images. I think like two or something that I've seen.
Seven.
Because I know they've been. Sorry, I know they've been talking about like doing a lot of the other stories in the universe. I think that'd be awesome. But yeah, the actual like numbered movies. I'm like, yeah. We can take a break.
I'm on board for that, for sure. But I could definitely swing $7 a month for Disney Plus. I mean, think about that. That's like a happy meal.
Oh, no doubt about it. From the lineup that they announced,
yeah.
Right off the top, you're like, yeah, how could I not? Like, there's so much,
especially like having
so
kids,
much content there.
Well, I guess having any kids, not kids of any age, because I'm sure my daughter would like it too. But if they're putting everything like from the vault and all that shit on there, like 110%, I am on board.
Oh my god,
Disney.
Yeah,
for $7, yeah, fucking no brainer.
Are any of you guys?
Man, they're gonna make so much fucking money because look at how we're all like. Every one of us is nodding our heads like, yeah.
All the Marvel movies are going to be there? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Speaking of Marvel movies, oh, my God, I found this awesome thing.
Awesome thing?
Really awesome.
It was really awesome.
Hear it.
Everything is awesome. You guys might have seen this, but it was If the Avengers was made in the 90s. And I'm going to read you the cast of the Avengers. Captain America, Brad Pitt. And you could say yay or nay or who cares. Winter Soldier, John Stamos. Any opinions? Oh,
yeah, I could see that.
Feel free to give opinions. I'll say.
Yeah.
Falcon, Eddie Murphy. All right.
It'd be a much different character.
Yeah. Sure.
Somebody, I heard My Girl Wants to Party All the Time the other day, and I completely forgot about that song.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Oh, that's a great song.
Oh, it's a great song.
Go look at the video. Their clothes are incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We watched, we've just been watching a lot of older movies with the kids, and last night we watched Baby Boom with Diane Keaton. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this movie. It came out early 90s, where Diane Keaton is the tiger lady. She's an extreme businesswoman in the ad business, right, or some shit like that.
Oh, yes.
And then a relative leaves her this baby, and then she's like, well, fuck, what am I going to do with this baby? And then she ends up falling in love with it, moves to the country, and starts this business. I don't know. It's really good, but it's very, very, like, late 80s, early 90s. Okay. Hawkeye. Christian Slater. I'm definitely on board for that.
I like
that. Yeah.
As long as it's not in his, like, Jack Nicholson face. Like,
well,
hey, guys, my name's Hawkeye.
True Romance. Is that you're talking about? Basically, his character in True Romance.
As long as he's not Christian Slater Heathers.
Ooh.
Thanks.
All right. Ant-Man, Matthew Broderick.
I like that.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Fun fact. I was watching, I think they had on, who was it? Paul Rudd, who, happy birthday, Paul Rudd, I guess turned 50 this week. Can you believe that fucking guy's 50 years old?
No.
50 years old.
He looks the same as he did like 40 years ago.
I know. He looks the same as when he was in Clueless. But it was him, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, and Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. They were on Jimmy Kimmel together, and they were all telling these stories. It was really good. Go watch the interview. It's on YouTube. But Chris Hemsworth was telling this story about how, I guess they had like a Make-A-Wish kid on the set for Thor Ragnarok, the best Thor ever. And he was saying that they were filming that scene where he was fighting the Hulk. And he said that kid just threw out a line. He was like, hey, you know what would be funny? If you said, like, he's my friend from work. And so that's where the line came from. Just like
that's badass.
Kid that came
that's a work. Great line, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best line in the movie. Good.
Yeah. Friend from work.
It's cool.
They just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Iron Man, Tom Cruise. That seems like a no-brainer. If you're thinking of, like, 90s superstars.
Yeah, it's hard to. I mean, it makes sense, but at the same time, I'm trying to envision it.
You think
it.
Like terrifying. 90s time, like all these people in the 90s, not right now when they were like.
Yeah, I know.
Hit after movie.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of thinking maybe like even Mel Gibson might work in that role.
Spider-Man, Leonardo DiCaprio. Black Widow, Mila Jovovich.
All right.
In the 90s, though.
I'm on board.
Black Panther, Denzel Washington. Now I feel like I have a lisp every time I think. Like Chris Hemsworth, Black Panther. Vision, Ethan Hawke.
All right. I can see that. I don't know about. I can't get over Denzel, though. That's just.
Yeah, I don't know. He's
himself in every movie. He just wears a suit. So I'm imagining him in a costume. Black Panther. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't picture. He wouldn't do like any kind of voice. He was like, I am from Wakanda. All he does is like scream every line. War Machine, Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm on board for that. Show him the money.
That'll work.
Thor, Dolph Lundgren.
Ooh.
Hulk, David Duchovny.
Interesting.
Here's one for you. Doctor Strange. Keanu Reeves. Whoa. Really in the magic, dude.
So I just wave my hand like this? Whoa.
I saw a meme.
I'm going to send you to another dimension, bro.
I saw a meme that was...
Is this an episode of Hey Bro? Hold on.
Doctor Strange has seen Endgame 14 million times and hasn't spoiled it once. Dealing Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Good guy, Doctor Strange.
Nick Fury, Keith David. That's not a bad choice. Loki.
I feel like that's where I'd put Denzel, actually.
What's that?
I think that's where I'd put Denzel, actually.
Okay.
For Fury.
All
right. Or Loki. I mean, either one works.
Loki is Gary Oldman.
Huh.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Thanos is Ron Perlman, who actually kind of looks like Thanos without the makeup, honestly.
He looks like Thanos.
And Star-Lord, this is a good one, Brendan Fraser.
Yes! That's perfect.
Fucking Brendan Fraser, man. Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Rip that career.
The Mummy is one of my wife's favorite movies. We watch it anytime. If we see it come on TV, we're like, yeah, leave it on.
That was one of our first dates. I think our first date was Patch Adams, and the next date we went on was The Mummy.
We went to see Signs, M. Night Shyamalan's movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that movie. Gamora, Halle Berry. I could see that.
Ship on it. Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
A solo movie, please.
Nebula.
Did you watch Catwoman? Did you watch Catwoman?
Yeah, I've seen Catwoman.
It'd be better. Like 7 times.
Nebula, Demi Moore.
All right.
Rocket Raccoon, Joe Pesci.
That would be awesome.
What am I, a fucking joke?
What am I, a fucking raccoon? I'm here to amuse you.
Yeah, we're all standing
up. Hey, Hendry, get me crack under pressure. Drax, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Mantis, Winona Ryder. And that rounds out Avengers made in the 90s.
I kind of want that to happen.
The CGI would be so shit.
Oh my God, there'd be no CGI. It would be all practical effects. And it would be
it would be CGI. It would be like big budget CGI that by today's standards would be like, oh, that's not pleasant.
I want them to remake the Avengers with that cast now, but using 90s effects.
Yeah,
and costuming.
De-age, that's what I'm talking. Everyone.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they definitely could afford all those people.
That is true.
Actually, probably not Tom Cruise. That guy's still fucking.
Guys, it's Disney. They can afford anything.
Yeah, I think. Hey, they're getting my $7 a month. But we're getting closer. What is it? When does it come out? April 26th?
25th or 26th. 25th. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not
Holy going shit, we're week, so though. Fucking close.
It's around the corner.
It's right around the corner. I can't wait to not see it because we don't go to movies.
pretty much.
Actually, I think we may go see that one. But 3 hours, that's a tall order for my kids.
That's a long fucking time, man. That's a long time for an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel asked me, he's like, so what's a good scene to go to the bathroom at?
I honestly think that I'm probably going to just end up seeing that myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go to like an 11 o'clock show. I don't care.
You should do what I do.
Wife and kids will be in bed and.
Yep.
That's it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. I won't do that, but that's a great
idea. Yeah, all these people complaining. I'm like, you guys never saw Lord of the Rings in theaters, and it shows.
I don't see what the problem is with the three-hour movie. If it's a good movie, if it's a movie I like, I'm down for a three-hour movie.
It'd be fine.
You just got to plan ahead.
I love the Lord of the Rings movies, but
Fellowship
only
the, Ring.
The extended editions. Give me everything. Give me those four-hour movies.
We saw it in the front row. Like fucking 3 hours like this.
Oh,
God, this
no.
Oh, it's the worst. It was the worst. The worst seating, not the worst movie. God, that's what we should do. We should have like a little Lord of the Rings marathon. We haven't done that in a while. I wanted to have like a Creed marathon now that Creed 2 is out on digital. But we watched an interesting movie the other night. It was pretty funny, actually. It was a true story called Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne about these people who were, they wanted to be foster parents. And they adopted, eventually, spoilers.
God, you're
It's a true story, so you can't really have spoilers for a true story, right? But anyway, they fostered these three kids. And so they were like these three Latino kids, and, you know, they're like these two white people. And one was a teenager, and then, I don't know, like 10, and then maybe like 5 or something like that. And it was like a very, very heartwarming movie, but like very frustrating, and had a lot of funny people in it, like a lot of comedians. So it had like, it just had a really good heart, because every once in a while, like, I don't know, Mark Wahlberg can make some really good movies, and then some really movies where you're like, did this guy even, like, he acted in the last movie. What happened on this one? You know what I mean? It's like the M. Night Shyamalan movie he did, where the trees were killing people.
Oh, God.
Spoilers for whatever movie that is.
The Happening. Was it The Village or The Happening?
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching that movie and I was thinking, like, is he, like, reading cue cards? Like, what is going on here?
Some of these directors out there, I feel like that's what they're like. We got him. His name's on the plaque. People will show up and pay. Yeah. Dude, just say some shit. You'll be fine.
It was good, though. I like that movie. So I recommend that shit. Did you guys watch anything else this week? Or do anything? Like, how was your weeks?
Man.
Baby poo looks like mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how my week has been. We watched some things that I don't remember, and did some other things that were largely uneventful.
Are we going into your last week off now?
Oh no. I have more time off. I'm off for, what day is today? Another couple of weeks.
No shit. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, nice.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
It is and it isn't, because I'm not really getting paid. I mean, I am, but it's a very, 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 very reduced amount that I haven't actually even seen yet. So, yeah, it's a little stressful.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a little stressful.
At least you get that time.
I mean, that's the thing. Like,
the time.
It's a good trade-off. It is a trade-off for me. Like, I weighed the pros and cons beforehand. It's just that at this point, it's like, okay, now I'm really starting to feel it a little bit, you know? So there's no discretionary spending for the time being, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got like 2 days. They're like, oh, is the baby home? Cool. Get on back over here.
Yeah.
It's going to deliver itself, boy.
Yeah. For Josh, it was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. We're going to need you to camp out for the next week because we have a competitor that is trying to get into this account. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, I was home like 3 days with Josh, and then they made me go back. Well, and it sucks because now they have these brand new rules that all of a sudden, like, we had a conference call a couple months ago about how now you could take off 6 weeks or something like that and still get paid. I don't think it's a very, very reduced amount. I think, like, they'll still fucking pay you for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. That's, I mean, different companies,
6 weeks.
Different companies have different things. And yeah. I mean, up here, what I'm doing, it's not through my company at all. It's through the Canadian government.
Yeah.
So it's basically employment insurance, which this is the first time in my life I've ever even applied for anything from the government. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's a process. It's a pain in the ass, and it's not a lot of money. It's pretty fucked up.
But you could take off, and you still have your job when you get back.
Yeah,
like, your job. That's a good thing.
Some employers will do like a top up. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if approved, I'll get 55% up to a certain maximum, which is not a very big amount.
Like, how much are we talking here? Like, dollar amount down to the cents, if you could.
$550 a week.
Oh wow! No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, it's bullshit. No. That's the maximum. That's the actual maximum.
Oh, really?
That they will do. Yeah. And some employers offer a top up. Mm-hmm. So they'll cover a certain amount of average. Yeah, not mine. Mine is like, no, fuck you. You can, that's what you can do. That's what you can do.
You chose to take the time off. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't give a shit because I know that my job is waiting for me in a couple of weeks and shit will get back to normal.
It
gives us a chance to recalibrate everything here, which has been a struggle.
100%.
It is. Oh my God. Shit's fucked.
It's what's stopping me from ever applying to Survivor, because obviously I'd get in if I applied, but my job wouldn't be safe when I got back.
Every interview with you on the island, you're like, no, like, I need to fucking win this.
You don't understand.
I have no kids. I got a mortgage.
These kids have been eating bologna for 3 weeks already.
If I don't win this shit, I'm fucked. My wife is going to fucking kill me.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm surviving here?
This is nothing. Yo, where are those grubs at? What about you guys? Jay, how was your week, man?
You know, we were talking about like Disney and how they know how to make money and all that. I was actually at Disneyland today, earlier this morning.
Humble brag.
And it's like, is that humble brag? So they were, it's Easter.
Yeah, now. If you live close to fucking Disney World, yeah, it's like.
Yes. But they have this thing where they give you a map of the park with like stickers. And they took like, humble brag. I don't know, like a dozen like Easter eggs, like the size of basketballs, and they just hid them all around the park. Kids are like, you know, like, okay, we got to go look for these. And so they give you a map, but the map costs like $8. So, jeez. Of course, you got to pay for that. And then, like, so there's this map, and you're following around, and half the eggs are like inside stores, you know, or like restaurants where like the kids are going to want to buy it. Bastards, dude. Like, these guys know exactly what they're doing, man. And
they're smart.
Yeah.
Get anything for finding the eggs, or it's just like, oh, there's an egg. We can mark that one off the map.
Yeah, there's that. And then you take it, you take it back to where you got the map, and then they give you like another little painted egg. Mm-hmm. But like the lady when we bought it, she's like, do you just want the egg now so you have to come back? We're like, yeah, sure. I don't want to send it another line.
That's awesome. Good for her.
That's nice of them. I like
that's
good
that's
of them.
Huge. That's what you
listen,
paid
just
for.
Put it in your back pocket, all right, bud? Bust it up to your kids later.
That's worth the $8. Oh my gosh. Josh had an Easter egg hunt the other day at school, and he came home. He's been wanting to do like an unboxing video. I don't know. He's just been wanting to do one. The kid watches a lot. He's five, and they watch like a lot of YouTube. I was like, oh, dude. I was like, he had this bag, and it's so cute. He made it. It looks like a bunny rabbit, right? Like, he made it at school, and it's got the plastic eggs with candy in it. I was like, Josh, when we get home, we'll make an unboxing video with all your eggs. And he was like, oh, my God. He's so fucking excited, right? So excited. And he's like, you're going to put it on YouTube, and you're going to upload it? I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm going to do everything. So we sit there, and oh, my God. I legitimately will have to upload it to YouTube, and I'll share the link with you guys, but it is so fucking cute. But he does like this sing song. Hi guys, my name's Josh, and this is my unboxing video. Like,
yeah,
you know the voice. Like, if you're a parent, you have YouTube kids, you know that fucking voice.
I know the voice.
Yep. So he's opening these eggs. Like, what do we have? But he doesn't know what anything's called. He's like, we've got this thing, and it's like laughing. But like one of them, he kept saying, "Let's see what's inside." And one of the eggs couldn't open, so he's like, and he's like, he's holding the whole time he's trying, he's like, and then he opens, he's like, side, this thing. He's like, and so at one point, he couldn't open when he goes, Dad, pause. And then he talks and he goes, unpause. Oh my gosh, let me see.
Dude, he's on it. He's ready to go.
Oh my God, is he ever. Let me, I could probably play it like a little tidbit, like the last little part here.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I have to see this.
Well, I'll just, hold on. Let's see.
Hello, my name's Josh. We're going to open a surprise egg today. Let's see what it is. Oh, golden egg. What's inside?
You just want me to play the whole thing? It's like 3 minutes. Is it worth it? All right, let's see.
These. Let's try them right now. What?
Open another one.
Okay. And then can we eat these?
Yeah.
And then we can eat everything.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's see what we're going to get. Oh, look. It's a tiger. Ooh, what are these? Keep them in the egg so they don't fall.
may have to wait to open that one, buddy.
Okay. I'm gonna do this one, okay?
We'll wait and do it later, okay?
Okay. Now let's do it, Edelon. It's a bubble on Watson. Size. What are these? Let's put them in here before we're done.
Oh my god. Too fucking funny, dude.
Oh my god, that's the most wholesome thing I've seen in like.
Hold on, let me play this little last part here.
I need this one! What? Theta?
Yeah, you ate it later. Alright, why don't you wrap up the video?
Hello! Bye, hope you subscribe and hit that like button!
Oh my gosh, the kid is too much. Too much, but he kept wanting to eat the candy. I'm like, dude, we'll eat it later after the video. Okay,
you gotta finish this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god. No,
part is like
fucking hilarious.
Dude. I told my in-laws, is like, I have a video for you, but you have to come over here. I'm not sending it to you. You have to watch it at our house. So we put it on, like, you know, I put it on the big screen. Oh my god, that kid is so funny. He had, we had two baseball games today. This weekend. This weekend was a fucking blur. It was so busy. We had a baseball game yesterday, baseball game today, lacrosse game. I had to work the snack shack at the baseball. They do this thing through the Little League that every parent has to do one, two-hour shift. At the snack shack, like while you're actually, mine was shorter. Mine was only like an hour and 15 minutes because I have a younger kid. I felt bad. There was this guy, he had like 2 hours, like 2.5 hours, but his kid was like one of the older kids. And I was like, I'm gonna go. But there's usually like one person in charge, and there's like four parents in there, and all you're doing is handing out fucking Big League Chew and Ring Pops and soft pretzels and shit like that. It's pretty fun. You know, I do my time every year. I always joke with my wife, like, you're doing the Snack Shack this year, right? She's like, no. Like, okay, it'll be me.
You always pay just some high school kid. Like, here, I'm going to give you $20, work my shift.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? But yesterday was fucking, it was a long day. So after Josh's game, Friday, I went and I bought 1,000 Zoysia grass plugs. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Zoysia grass.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, and I feel like I really should. So please tell me.
The blank stares on all our faces.
Yeah, well, it's not everywhere. It's like I posted that picture of my car in our DM, and Lawdog was like, I didn't know you guys had that up there. Well, it's this type of grass. It's like super, super thick. Right. And it kind of grows like a weed. Like it grows down. It's drought resistant. It basically chokes out any weeds. It'll choke out whatever existing grass you have. It grows like a weed. Like it grows out in vines and it grows down. Right. If it's not getting any water where it's at, it'll fucking grow down 6 feet into the ground to get water and it'll compete with the trees. So what you do is you can buy it in plugs. So I bought 1,000 of them, basically like two foot by 3 foot, like pieces of sod. Right. And it's it's scored. It's like pre-scored already into these little blocks. And so you take this tool that hooks on to your electric drill. And it basically, like, the guy fucking welded this himself. Cause I had to go to like some farm in the middle of South Jersey to go get this thing. But you drill down about 2 inches. And then you take the plug and you just pop it right in the hole. And then you fertilize it and just wait, basically. And then eventually they'll all kind of like grow in together. So you do them about a foot apart in like a grid pattern. If you have more, then you could put them closer together and they'll grow faster. But my backyard it's pretty small and there is not a lot of grass there to begin with because of the fucking dog and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just all kinds of shit. You know, I had like a ton of crabgrass last year and it all died and left all these empty spaces. And, So yeah. So I needed something to do. So I got these fucking zoysia plugs, and I planted 1,000 of them yesterday.
So what a man!
That sounds backbreaking, dude.
I have a couple questions.
It was literally backbreaking, Jay. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you share lawn with neighbors at all on the front or back of your property?
I share lawn with. So I'm in a duplex, right?
Okay.
I'm in a twin. So my neighbor that I'm attached to, him and I share a lawn together.
At the front?
In the front of my house, we have like boxwood hedges. So in the front, it's kind of like a T, right? So the boxwoods line the sidewalk, and then they're like and then it divides our two pieces in the front. And basically in the front, it's like my grass is like an 8 by 8 foot square. And then I have the strip by the road. But we should, yeah.
The reason that I ask, oh shit. Okay, it's not broken. The reason that I ask is because the way that this thing looks and the way that it,
were you I'm just reading looking about it, up? It
here now. Oh yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, this shit looks cool as hell.
I don't know if it grows as far as up as you though. I mean, it might.
It says it's fine in Massachusetts and Michigan. So, yeah. I mean, that's similar
basically.
Enough. But it won't be as green as quick as other grasses.
No, it's not.
So it's more suited for a warmer climate. But it's also the way that it describes it and the way that you're saying it, that it's kind of a weed and that it'll snake back down. It looks kind of invasive. Even this guy here, it's saying it's like it took over his parents' whole front lawn like they wanted, filled in all the patches. But then it also went over to the neighbor's yard. They were happy about 100%. It, but this shit's like invasive. Yeah, yeah.
Well, my neighbor, I told him that I was doing it beforehand, right? And he his lawn, which was like a couple of years ago, more than that, was like really nice. And now all of a sudden, even his is like kind of like patchy and kind of died off in spots too. And so I told him, and he's completely fine with it actually creeping over. And I had like maybe a third of a sheet of it left, and I gave it to him because he had some spots he wanted to fill in the back. So I gave him that and the tool. I was like, here you go, fucking plant it wherever you want.
I mean, as long as your neighbor is cool with it, that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care. Eventually,
that looks pretty interesting.
But it's actually like a carpet. It's like a thick grass carpet, and it's. Yeah, in the wintertime it turns brown, but when it comes back green and just like and super super thick.
Like it looks really
like
nice.
Like my ball hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
How much is that shit? Like it you buy was, by the square foot, I would imagine.
I bought the 1,000 plugs for $78. And this was like from a farm. Yeah, and basically this guy his house sat in the middle, and it was just like fucking zoysia as far as you could see. So I'm guessing he just goes and fucking, you know, has a machine that pulls up the sod, and then he scores it. And so basically I had my sawhorses set up, and I had a piece of plywood. I would take the I would take the sheet, lay it down, and he said to use a utility knife, and then you just kind of like cut it where it's already been scored. But I had a new hatchet that I hadn't used. So I was like fucking hatching that shit. And that and that worked a lot better actually. It was freaking my kids out, especially Dylan. He was like, "Don't cut your fingers off, Dad." And I was like, "Fucking come over here." But I basically I used the hatchet and cut it. And I wasn't cutting them into tenths. Like I may have gotten like 8 pieces out. I was being very liberal with my cutting of the pieces. So, but the more, so it basically sends out these runners, and eventually, like, this shit'll just kind of, you know, hopefully by the end of the summer. I'll take a picture of my backyard now and a picture at the end of the summer and see how it looks.
I mean, you also take a picture of your balls so we can compare.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I took that beforehand. I have a whole folder of those pictures.
It'll fill in all the patches.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, so I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it was backbreaking work. And my son, so Dylan was, he was like, I told him, I was like, I'll give you a penny for every one of these you plant. He was like, a penny? I was like, yeah, dude, it's like $10 if you help me plant all these. He lasted half an hour, maybe something like that. And then he was like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. And then by 6 o'clock he came out and he was like helping me. He was like, Dad, I feel so bad. You've been out here all day. It's like, I can't believe you're still doing this. And meanwhile, I'm like barely drilling these fucking holes. I was like, I got in the shower and it's, my knees were like covered with mud because I'm down on my knees fucking planning these things. It was rough. But now, like, there's fucking mud all over the place. And I'm trying to get the whole outside ready. And I'd left my fucking hose attached to my hose bib all winter long. And I couldn't get it off to put my new hose on, so I had to take a hacksaw.
Don't you hate it when you can't get your hose off?
Yeah, I had to hacksaw the fucking hose off of there. So I had to hacksaw. I watched this video. I was like, "How do I get my hose off? Like, if it's stuck?" So it said basically,
I've seen that video many times.
Hacksaw down, can't get my hose off. So I hacksaw down the middle, and then you put a flathead screwdriver in where you've hacked. And then twist it, and it basically bends it apart.
Works every time.
Yeah, works like a charm every time. 60% of the time, it works.
It works every time. Yeah.
But yeah, that was my weekend so far. And it's just like, it's just been nonstop.
Dude, my back hurts just fucking listening to that story. God damn, dude.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, like, I look out and survey my. Like a little strip of lawn and like, all right, well, hopefully this works. If not, I just wasted a whole fucking day trying to do this.
Dad, why are you suddenly wearing overalls?
Just looking out over the fields, boy.
It was like in my old house before we sold it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to resod everything here. I did the front lawn and I was like, yo, fuck the back. I'm not doing that.
I probably could have just fucking like taken a, you know, like a shovel and picked up whatever grass was there and then just fucking thrown sod down on everything and been done with it. But I don't know. I think the zoysia is going to work out better, to be honest.
I hope so, good luck, man. I can't wait to see before and after.
Hopefully it works out.
Yeah. And now I'm looking at it, I'm like, did I put enough plugs over here?
I mean, it cost you $78, you said?
Yeah. And I can always go back. I think he charges like... Let me look up.
I don't think you need to. How far apart did you plant them?
A foot apart, maybe six inches in some places.
Yeah, I think we looked at the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like try and get them a foot apart, a little closer isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I did that. Tried to squeeze some disc golf in this week. Man, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving just being back.
How the hell do you have so much time?
Well, if I'm like... If I'm out,
and this guy's slanging soft pretzels, planting grass, chucking discs.
Well, if I'm on my way home,
getting his hose off.
If man, I'm on my way like home from an account, and there was like one on the way home, I was like, I stopped and played like eight holes, and then got in the car and went fucking home.
If I'm on the way home from work and I don't go right home from work, how the hell? Like, oh, you know, I just stopped off to play some disc golf while you dealt with how many kids you have, like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Just pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a charmed life, my friend.
Cool, I wish. That's the only fucking time I have to myself. Or I would go in like in lieu of a lunch break because I'll just eat my lunch while I'm driving.
Or while you're out there throwing.
You know what? I was pretty proud. I threw one like almost 400 feet the other day. And because I have this disc, this app, it's called U-Disc, and it has, you can measure your throw. Like, you go on there and you hit it, and then it looks for you, GPS-wise, and you say, this is where I'm at, and it shows, like, where you're fucking at, and then it says start, and then you just start walking. And then once you get to the disc, you give it a couple seconds to kind of, like, hone in on, and then hit stop, and it tells you how many feet you've traveled. And then you could mark like what disc it is and, you know, what color it is. And then it puts that information into the app. So you could see like, okay, well, if I know that this hole is 400 feet, well, I could get there with this disc. So it's pretty fun.
Okay. I can see you getting pretty meta with it. Yeah. I'm looking at this hole here and let me check my app real quick.
Yeah. So
I don't think I could play that game without drinking though.
No. Some places, you know, like, they don't allow alcohol in the parks. I don't know if...
Like, you know, the little... Like I'd have a fanny pack, one for the discs, and then I'd have another fanny pack for the beers.
Well, they actually... I just got a new bag this week, and the new bag is it's like a book bag, but they have one where in the center where you put your disc, you could actually put it's a cooler and you could put a six pack in it.
There you go.
And then on the side you put the disc, yeah. But
I mean, regular golf, just it meshes so well with drinking beers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
100%. Disc golf, it's like even more.
They had this whole it's funny. They had this whole conversation.
Else, you know,
it's well, legal that's here. That's the thing.
I was gonna say
is
same.
I was listening to same. Last week's episode of the Disc Golf Podcast, and one of the guys was, I think he sets up tournaments and stuff in San Francisco, and they were talking about cannabis sponsors.
And yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So yeah, I mean, drinking's a part of every single sport. You know what I mean? Like everybody is sponsored by Bud Light, you know, or some shit. Coors Original, Miller Genuine Draft, champagne and beers. Yeah, but I don't know. It's fun and it's kind of cool. Like there is one store here, but it's like 45 minutes away from me. But I joined these Facebook groups. Oh shit! Sorry.
Oh, there you go. That's them right
there
now.
There you go.
Right. Okay, bring them.
Hey, we're going out. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, let's go. We're gonna
chains, bro.
We're gonna slam some D's into some B's.
Don't let your wife see that.
Yeah, but I joined like these Facebook groups for like people that play in the area or like people that are like selling discs and stuff like that because you can like buy them online because there's not like a place, not a lot of places to go buy stores to go buy them.
Yeah.
And, or at least any of like the variety because there are like some main companies. And so I found this guy and he lives like not too far away from me. And I'll give him a shout out. It's Birdie Disc Golf Supply. So if you're out there, you're looking, he's got some good stuff. And I've been doing like local pickup. So I'll go there and he'll just leave, you know, I like PayPal and money. And then he'll just leave them like on his front porch and I'll just go by and grab them. And then that's it. But it's worked out really well because he's, you know, giving them to me. And it's like, I think his prices like include shipping and stuff like that. So I'm giving him a shout out. He's a good guy. Derek, you're a good guy. And so,
thanks, Derek.
Yeah. But
no, honestly, though, like you brought this up like 2 weeks ago. You're like, yeah, I found my old discs. Like, I think it'd be cool to get back into it. And like, honestly, over the last few weeks, like listening to you, I mean, you're in Facebook groups. You got your apps, you're checking stuff, you're doing it on the way home from work. And so I'm like, this is so fun to like listen to you like dive head first back into this, dude.
It's fun.
But yeah, it's been fun.
Dude, I have like, I bought a basket. So I have that in the mm-hmm. back and me and the kids get out all the putters and we're just like, you know, all right, well, I'm going to make one from the car and I'm going to go like go further out and then try and make one. And my neighbor's like, what is that thing? And
is that legal?
Yeah.
What is that? You have a narrow urethra.
And so, but no, it's like, it's super fun. It's something to do outdoors. It's something that I love to do. Like in my early 20s, like late teens, early 20s, when I first started playing and I was like working in restaurants, like my buddies and I would play every fucking day and we would play 3 rounds of 18. And the other day when I played, like 9, my fucking arm was killing me, you know,
because
you are fucking winging these things. And it's like, I need to get back into this. And it made me think to myself. And I said to my wife, I was like, you know what? I was like, I really need to get back into the gym more because I want to get my arm strength up. So my arm doesn't hurt when I go out to do this. You know what I mean? So it's like, I found something that I was into again that was actually like got me out. And now Dylan is into it. So it's something that him and I could go do together.
That's and the best part.
Right, it's there. Just
that's
like so cool. Just hanging out, winging discs around. Cause I've tried golf. I suck at it. Mm. You know, like that is not my scene. Like that part, this part is a lot more laid back. You know what I mean? And you can even go on YouTube and watch, like there's always tons of tournaments with like the high level players. And these guys are unfucking believable. Of where they could put these discs, like where they could throw these things. I mean, I know I've been going on about it for the past few weeks, but I'm really fucking into it. You know what I mean? And it's
great. Awesome,
and it's also like you start to see these discs and it's like, oh man, that's a really cool one. I want to put that in my bag. Like I want to use that. And even that part of it is like really kind of fun, you know, because, you know, they'll do something like I won like glows in the dark and like, what am I going to fucking play in the dark? But who the hell cares? It's got two rattlesnakes on the front of it. Yeah, I'll have to post some pictures in the Discord of like my new D's, but yeah, it's really fun. I'm really enjoying it. And it's funny.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, the other day, I started, like... I mean, I guess this kind of gets into video games. We started talking about video games now, an hour in. But I started thinking about, like, things that are priorities to me. I haven't really played a lot of video games this week. I was away on Monday night, but the fucking TV, like, it was... Luna! Oh, my God. Remind me to bring up my fucking dog. There's something going on with this dog. So I couldn't play on Monday night because the TV was so laggy in the hotel, and that was kind of frustrating. And so I pretty much just laid in bed watching disc golf YouTube videos. how to throw faster because you're an old man. Like that type of shit. But I started thinking, like, priorities, and I was, like, scrolling through Twitter. I'm like, why am I following all these people that are trying to tell me how to feel, and I don't really give a shit? So I went through the other day, and I unfollowed all the fucking Bifes and Dattos and Gathalions and Bromans and all of these people that are so-called...
Oh, you finally got to the purge, huh?
Tastemakers. Yeah. I mean, I guess a lot of people got there sooner, but stop, Luna. But yeah, I went through, I was like, why am I following all these people that are trying to tell everybody else how they should feel about everything? Like, I'm really not interested. And then I got really disinterested with Destiny the other night when I got on and I was playing, and I had just kind of, like, my wife and I were having that, like, bi-yearly discussion about you playing and podcasting and, like, all this stuff, you know what I mean? And I know we've all been there. And I came down, she went to bed, I was like, I'm fucking going down anyway. Not anyway, but she had gone to bed, so I was like, fuck it, you know? And I came down, and I sunk an hour and a half into the game, and every single powerful drop, quotes, I got was, like, minus two of other gear that I already had on. I was like, so what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I doing this? Why am I playing this game? I'm trying to, like, grind up, and the game is giving me drops that are lower than things that I already have on. Like, this makes... I got so pissed. And, like, we talked about rage quit. Like, what was it, last week? When we were talking about rage quitting or whatever. And I was, like, I was just disgusted. I was like, fuck it. I fucking turned the thing off. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, why is this doing this to me?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you 700? Are you light level 700?
I'm 698.
Do you care about being 700? There's your first problem.
Here's the thing. No.
You do care.
I do care, but here's the thing.
Who gives a shit? That's my philosophy.
I want it to, like, be respectful of my time, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I get that. I get that, but looking at it like this value proposition of, well, I put in an hour and a half and everything was worthless. I'm at a point, at least with this stupid game, because I still play it, like, not as much as we used to, or I used to, at least. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think it happened maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, maybe before Season of the Drifter, where I don't care to chase Max Light anymore. And I think once that went away, when I log in, if it's for an hour and a half, I'll go in and I'll do some powerful things here and there, but I stopped prioritizing that. And I'm like, if I want to play three games of Crucible, one game of Gambit and get off, that's all I'm going to do. If I want to run a Heroic Strike and then get off, that's what I'm going to do. I just stopped giving a shit. Like, okay, I did my powerful milestone, but I still want to play PvP. So that's all I'm going to do. And I'll see all these little flashing yellow things. And I think I'm like 689 now. So
yeah,
I still got a ways to go. I just don't care.
I do care. Because I want to at least get one character up to 700 and then be like, okay, I'm kind of done for this season. I really don't need to do anything else. You know what I mean? And I got on and I, like, just had this, like, discussion trying to defend my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come down and I go to play my hobby that I enjoy, that relaxes me. And I go and I do,
you,
like,
just defended.
And I go do three of these things that were supposed to give me powerful drops, and none of them helped out with anything. And I don't know. It just, I've been in a weird headspace all week with like this and just like a lot of different things. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've just been in
a particular weird place with Destiny week. Though, the loot drop, the loot system has been kind of not where it needs to be for this game for a while. And that's part of why, I think myself, and I don't know, maybe there's other people that are listening that feel the same way, but you have to kind of, if you want to keep enjoying yourself playing this game, you can't take that shit too seriously.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
you can set little goals, and if you want to chase it and prioritize your shit however you want. But for me, that stopped, like, once I stopped making it like my mission to do these things only to level up, the way that you said, like, once you get to that point, now I'm done with the season. But does that mean that you stop playing the game?
No, it just means I stop. Yeah. Like, when I hop on, I prioritize what I need to do and what I want to do. You know what I mean? It's like I go to Gambit, and then I go to Crucible, and then I go to Gambit Prime, and then Reckon, or like, whatever. You know, like, but I have these things that I like to do. I mean, it got to the point where I was like, do I even want to play fucking games at all anymore? Do I even want to continue doing this? I don't know. Like,
a different discussion.
Oh yeah,
but the way that you describe Destiny, where I just want to do a little of this and something of that, something that I feel like, that's kind of the method that's the approach I've taken with it, and it's like a relief. Like, I don't have to chase this bullshit.
Right there with you, Steve. Right there with you.
Mm-hmm. I got to a point where I never play solo anymore. because I got frustrated with the level grind over and over. Same thing happened even at lower power levels, where it'd just be like, I just got like 10 drops and none of them are actually higher than what I already have equipped. Like, what? And so I've just gotten to a point where I'm like, if I'm going to play, it's only when other people are on. We'll run some Crucible. We'll do like a raid or something. And so that's totally same thing with you, Stu. Like, I just log in, do a couple things with some friends and log out.
You still don't have like the annual pass or anything, right? You're still playing. Like, no.
I don't got it. That's how little I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go and play some Crucible with some friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I just been in a weird fucking headspace this week.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you're that close, you know, you want it done, you know, you're two away. You're two power level away,
Justin. I mean, is that me, like, being Mr. Whiny? But I'm not going to Twitter and fucking complaining about it. I was just like, fuck this. This is like, I mean, you know, it's just RNG, right? I mean, I could have gotten 699 drops, and even that I would have been happy with, but I don't know. I don't know if, like,
do you think
I was getting a lot of prime engrams? Maybe that kind of fucked me up, you know what I mean? Because maybe 698 should be where shit is dropping for me, because, I don't know, does it average out? Or you know what I mean? Like, you know, because I would get a prime engram drop for, you know, my energy slot. Right, so then I got one thing that's like $6.99. Well, then everything else I'm getting is $6.98. Is that because the game is averaging out what I should get?
Yes.
You know, it's what
making
I mean?
It powerful based on your overall power level. Yeah, you have to not just get RNG for the higher power levels and good rolls, but it has to be for the right slot. Who gives a shit? Just log in, have some fun. We'll go shoot some aliens later, or some Crucible players, whatever. Some dickweeds. We'll teabag them. Who cares?
That brings up, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, this has been going around. We support teabagging on Distinguished Gentlemen.
All right. Podcast adjourned. No, this has been going on Twitter, guy. I just was curious. Did any of you guys get followed by Bungie this week?
No.
Oh.
Did you?
Yes. No. It's just like the last 2 days has been nothing but, oh my God, I got followed. So I was like, I need to ask. No. I just thought it was the funniest thing for days.
No, they're
all my hard work is paid off.
They're too much of a coward to follow me.
That's right.
Yeah. They looked at your profile. They're like, no, man.
Yo, we can't handle this. If you want to get fucking real, Bungie, fucking follow Stu Gods.
You want somebody complaining.
Don't forget the _ motherfuckers.
If you want somebody complaining about NHL officiating, this is the feed for you.
Oh, I've got
something. It's a great feed.
I've got something in the questions for you.
I haven't even been in there. I'm just like still walking around angry. Are we doing questions now? Is that video game talk for this week? We
I guess so, unless you guys got anything else. That was just me bitching about video game talk.
I got one thing. And this is I don't know who the hell to blame for this, but somebody riddle me this. It's not a big discount, but in the States right now, on Amazon, you can get some Nintendo Switch games for $10 off. One of them is Breath of the Wild. Even if you told me right now I could just get it for $10 off the regular price, I'd go buy that fucking game. But at this point, it's a principal thing. I want that game so bad, I'm not paying full price for it. Screw you, Nintendo. It's 2 years old.
My son has Breath of the Wild. He needs to brush his teeth. It's fucking awful.
Yeah, I'm not too fresh myself here right now, but
yeah, some of those, like GTA 5, is that still full price? I know that was full price for like 5 years after release.
It's definitely full price.
I'm pretty sure it's on the Xbox sale for like $15 right now.
Oh wow,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because it's been full price for like the last 5 years. You're like,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm tempted.
It's, but you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah,
I have it on 360, but
dude, for $15, fucking get that shit. We'll fucking tool around in Los Santos or whatever it is
right now.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to buy it right now. In my basement.
I see it right
there. You can see the TV there.
I can't because it looks like I'm on TV in your house. Hold on. I got to take a
picture. You can move the little thing.
Hold on.
You're on TV in my house.
It looks like I'm on
TV. I salute our Justin overlords. It would be a funnier joke if I didn't.
Oh, I can move myself around. Tongue-tied. There we go. No, it put me right back where it was.
Set up. All right, well, you guys talk amongst yourself. I got a game to buy.
So let me tell you this story. So I'm taking our new dog, Luna, is getting spayed tomorrow. So I'm taking her to the vet to get spayed. And my wife calls me the other day. She's like, I've got some good news. And I've got some bad news. I said, okay, what's up? Luna just got her period. She's in heat. So it's like,
hey,
congrats. I don't know if they're going to let her have her surgery tomorrow due to that.
Oh, because of it? Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I just put that picture up there.
That's awesome.
I'm like right in his TV. It's the Justin Channel. What's that, Jay?
They still should do that surgery.
All right.
My dog, China, was like that. She was already going when we took her, and they're like, yeah, I think we can still do it. And they...
So my wife is like reading up, and I remember our lab, like the only dog we ever had that actually went into heat as well was our lab Skylar when she was about this age after we got her. And then she got spayed like right around the same time. So she only went through it once. But she was reading this, you know, all this stuff, and it was like, you know, keep her in the house. Don't take her on walks because other dogs will fucking jump fences. They will like go crazy. Yep. And then we have a lot of dogs in this neighborhood. And so another thing it said, it's like, if you have a male in the house, if there is an alpha male in the house, obviously it's me, right?
You're cutting up your yard with a hatchet.
She's going to be extra affectionate to the male in the house. And dude, she will not leave me alone. She's fucking like, if I sit up on the couch, she's like, oh, what, honey, what do you need? She's like fucking hugging me and kissing me. Like she like has to lay near me like constantly. It's so funny. She's such a sweet girl.
When I met my wife, and the first time I went to her parents' house, I walked in and I was like, oh, look, it's so cute. Your dog is wearing like little jean shorts. Ah, that's so cute. She's like, no, that's for her diaper. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know she was that old. And she's like, no, she's not old at all. She's just not fixed. I was like, what? Like, I really never put two and two together. We never had a dog growing up. And like, I just always thought that they were fixed, but they didn't fix their dog. And then this one time she perioded on my leg. I almost threw up. I almost threw up, man. I was like petting her. She sitting
perioded on her
perioded. That's a phrase I did not expect.
On my like jeans, and I was like,
do you think I can get away with using that as an episode title?
Yeah,
she perioded. Episode 44. Everybody, I think we all know, even though I'm not going to name it that, we all know that that's the name of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Episode 44, she perioded.
Her name was Bugsy, and she was the best dog ever. She fucking hated me so much. She thought that I was always going to eat her food. Like, it was like this neuroses that she would just go stand over her bowl and growl when I would come over.
What a kind of look in your eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Fun fact, I've made 3 separate children eat dog food. I've never had it myself.
Right on. That's a story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. I had an aunt who ate a dog biscuit once. She came over and we had it out for the dog. So she ate one and she's like, "This tastes real funny." So she ate another one because she thought that one, the one that she ate, was bad. And she realized it was dog food. And she's like, "Oh my God, I've been eating fucking dog food." I was like, "What did you eat a second one?"
One kibble each to 2 of my cousins and my brother-in-law when he was a kid, when he was younger.
I had a roommate. No. I had a roommate, Ken, and he used to like, my other roommate, Melissa, she had a Cocker Spaniel. She had a big box of like the 1-inch milk bones. No, like 2-inch milk bones. Fucking Ken would just fucking walk around the house chewing on them, just eating them.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. He was fucking...
Yeah, I had really bad anxiety as a kid. I was on a road trip with a family friend and whatnot. So we're going across the country. I'm like, "Do you guys have any snacks?" You know, and they're like, "Yeah, they're under the seat." So I pull out this box, and it's dog treats, but I'm too scared to say, like, "Is there something else?" So I just sat there in the back of this car munching on dog biscuits because I was too terrified to ask if there was anything else.
Oh, my God.
I got to go piss before I piss myself. That's ridiculous.
What do they do?
You're so like polite. You know what I mean? Like, how are those Cheez-Its? Oh,
I was like, they're a little dry.
They're damp.
Yeah, the opposite of moist.
It was a low point in my life.
Was it flavored? Like, what did it taste like?
They were SpongeBob shaped. So I was like, "Oh yeah, that's totally a snack." It wasn't good.
At least it weren't like the one. Remember those? I don't know if they still have those.
Yeah, I don't know what. I'm sure we got to our destination. They're like, "All right, let's get the dog a treat." And they're like, "The box is empty. What the hell?"
Meanwhile, you're like, "Oh, God." You're like burping at like silent burping, like. fucking your poop comes out like grainy, like sandpaper. It's funny.
I'm right in the backyard. He just kept staring at me while he's taking his shit.
Oh my God. I caught my son like peeing in the backyard the other day, which wouldn't be so bad if we didn't live in fucking like on top of other people. I'm like, "Dude, you can't fucking piss back there." Right? I'm like, "There's neighbors right behind
us."
Hey,
Janice, how's work?
Oh my gosh. And
go ahead.
I was going to say, they were talking on the radio the other day about like senses of smells, and I turned it on. They were talking about dogs, and you know, their sense of smell is like, I don't know, like fucking like a million times stronger than ours, like some kind of ridiculous, you know, percentage. And it was saying that like when dogs eat their own or other dog shit, like they're not smelling poop. Like we're only smelling like that much of it. Right. Like we're smelling poop, but the dog is smelling like, "Ooh, like what is this? This is exquisite. This is like, you know, cornmeal and like all this other stuff."
And like when they mix together,
well, when they're smelling each other's asses, you know, they're not smelling like butthole. Hey everybody. Here's a part of the show that's got me really super fucking pissed because my computer decided to shit the bed. And so not only did it break up the podcast, but it cut out probably about like, I don't know, 10 minutes of audio. I wish I could tell you that it wasn't funny or it wasn't good, but we were answering questions from the Discord and they were all very funny. And I'm really, really upset about it. But for whatever reason, it's completely lost. And I guess we'll just have to redo those questions next week, but so sorry, and enjoy the rest of the show.
To play it like a role-playing game in Grand Theft Auto 4, that's the one where you're in Liberty City in New York.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's like Central Park. So what I would do is if I was driving by Central Park and it was nighttime, I would get out of my car, go walk the path and stab people and then run.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm role-playing, right? It's a role-playing game. So
and we're back. All right.
Did we ever leave?
Lee. Yeah, we've been here the whole time, Justin. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is
inconceivable.
Fucking, it's horrible.
Inconceivable.
I think indubitable. I think we need to like read back the chat. Because I just picked up on what you were doing.
Yes. I was hoping you would.
I was like, you were like, Skype told me to say that. And I was like, oh, yeah, Skype told me to say stuff, too. Yeah, I apologize. This episode is going to be really choppy, having to edit all this stuff. And I have no idea how much we missed the first time everything decided to cut out. Like, my computer is just being a complete and utter asshole tonight. And I apologize. It's very unprofessional. But anyway, so everything froze on my side, and I couldn't do anything except completely restart the whole fucking thing. And, yeah, absolutely. So while I was down, Elmer Fudd and I were having a conversation via Skype, but Skype has suggestions when somebody writes something to you, and it gives you, like, three things to suggest. So basically, we're just having a whole conversation of just suggested phrases. And I said, did it really tell you to say, take your time?
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to have to restart. Give me 5 minutes. And then you said, take your time. I said, I'm so pissed. Why don't I play me and you play you? All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm so pissed.
Well, I didn't actually say that part, but okay. Skype told me to say so. You actually need to hurry up.
I said, I can't get Jurassic Park back online without Dennis Nedry.
Life finds a way.
All right. I'm just going to skip down. I said, I'm getting there, computer-wise and sexually. Almost there, just getting my apps up and running.
Good luck.
And I think this is where I caught on. So these are everything you're about to hear is suggested by Skype. Good luck to you, too.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks again.
No problem.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's yours?
I do not have one.
You should get one.
I do not want one.
Fair enough.
Indubitably.
Inconceivable.
Yes, quite.
Well, I guess.
I guess you are.
I guess I am.
I guess you are.
I guess I am.
Inserts Tugatso. I guess so. What's your name?
Guess.
Well, I guess.
I guess you are.
I guess I am.
I guess you are.
Yeah, I am.
I am online now.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Enjoy.
Will do.
Excellent.
Cheers.
My pleasure.
What's your name?
And why?
I'm just curious.
Fair enough.
What's your name?
What's yours?
I do not have one.
Well, you do.
Well, I do not.
Well, you do.
Well, I do not.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm just curious.
Fair enough.
Indubitably.
Inconceivable.
Preposterous.
Indubitably.
Well, I guess.
So that was...
Skype really wants to know people's names.
I know. What's your name? What's your name, little boy?
What are you?
Oh, my gosh.
That was a, you just said it's not working, and then it was immediately was like, what's your name? I'm like, why would I respond with that in this situation?
You know what? I'm going to hold the cues. I don't know. All right. Let's just get through these cues quick. Let's see. Favorite sauce, marinade, and grilled chicken. Sorry, Loa. I'll get to those questions. I'm going to save some of those questions because there was a lot of them. Favorite sauce, marinade on grilled chicken.
Favorite sauce, marinade.
And that's from known as Alex. I think like a teriyaki. Actually, I make this sauce. You could use it with salmon, chicken, steak, anything. And that is, I take soy sauce, I take fresh chopped garlic, and then like a tablespoon, maybe like half tablespoon of sesame seed oil. Mix that together, and then marinate whatever you have in that. Guaranteed deliciousness.
Yeah, we do basically that same thing with soy sauce, some garlic, but instead of the, what was the other one you said? The sesame seed oil. Instead of that, we'll use just like some Worcestershire or however the hell you say it.
How would you say something? How would your son say that, Justin?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
I know some of that there. That sounded moist.
But also honey. But you have to be very, very Yeah. Careful with the honey, because that shit will flare up on a grill.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. Anything involving lemon, I'm all over it. Ooh. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I like McCormick lemon pepper seasoning.
Yes.
That's really good stuff. What about you, Jay?
Montreal chicken spice is also really good.
There you go. I can't have that anymore, though. It's got seeds in it and shit, like caraway seeds, I think.
Yeah, teriyaki's good.
Okay. You heard it. You heard it here.
Jay likes teriyaki.
Shocker. Scumdeath says, when I was at school, I won the sack race. That is my only sporting achievement. What's your best sporting achievement? You won't beat mine.
All right. I don't know if this is really in the vein of what he was going for, but there was this time, and it was one of those things where if you say you're going to do it, you're never going to do it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to fucking do this. So it was a few sheets to the wind. I'd had a few beverages that evening.
I'm with you.
And this is when you could still smoke on patios up here. You can't smoke on patios here anymore at bars and shit. But it was a really, 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 really windy day. And like the parking lot is just right next to the patio. And I was sitting down in my chair and I was pretty fucking hammered. And I'm like, I'm going to hit that light post like 40 yards away with my cigarette. And I adjusted for the wind and everything. And I fucking, and it was like Tiger Woods, you know, like that fucking cigarette looped around. And at the apex of it, I was like, holy fuck, this has a chance. Dude, when it hit it, I like jumped up in my chair. I was like, yes. Everybody's like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
It's like
you won't fucking
after hours edition.
Yeah, it was like, it was one of those things where it was like, I couldn't, like if I told you I meant to do that, you wouldn't believe me. And if I try and do it for a thousand fucking years, I'll never do it again.
Never do it again, yeah.
But it fucking happened, man.
Mine would probably have to be when I worked at this bar and we had this like ring game where basically it was like this metal ring can't help, was like hanging from the ceiling on this string. And then there was a hook on the wall. And then you would try and like swing it around and get it to hook on there. Well, I played that shit so much that I could fucking do it every single time. You just have a feeling about like how you're going to swing it. And it only has enough room where it just fits on that ring when it goes up. It was, you know, just like a cheesy bar game. And I found one in a store the other day that had it, but it was like $40. And I'm like, it's a hook and a ring on a string. I'm not paying $40 for that shit. So I'm going to make it on my own. But I didn't win an award for it, obviously.
You should have.
Yeah. Then they didn't make them. In my heart, I won that award.
I'm going to make you an award.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You deserve it.
Is it going to be a leg lamp? It's a major award.
It's a major award.
It is now.
It's French.
What about you guys?
What do you got, Jay?
Jeez. I set the high jump record my freshman year in high school.
Hey. Really?
Look at this. It was only 5 feet, but I was only 4'11 at the time.
Damn.
That's pretty damn good.
So there's this one time this rogue group of ex-soldiers took over Alcatraz, and me and Sean Connery went in, and I was taking apart this atomic missile.
Sean
right?
Connery, you
say? Yeah, Sean Connery. I was taking apart this atomic missile, and one of these little balls fell out.
Winners. Fuck the prom queen.
The prom queen. And, you know, if this ball had hit the ground and exploded, like, I would have died.
Yeah.
Well, as Sean Connery. So I carefully set everything down and then caught it before it hit the ground at the same time and then shot a guy. So
that's fucking crazy.
I'm feeling
dude.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. Did you shove it in his mouth when the bad guy tried to get to you and then you injected your heart with adrenaline?
Yep. How'd you know all this?
I
set off a flare. I yelled everything I said, and Sean Connery seemed really appalled. So
okay.
Wow. Do you know Rocket Man?
All right. Let's see, what else do we have here? What's your favorite ball sack trick from Absolute Zero? I'm a big fan of the hamburger or bacon-wrapped filet. And if you go into the Discord, you can see what he's talking about. I'm familiar with that. My favorite I like to do is the Roman War Helmet, otherwise known as the Gonzo, where you like squat on your good buddy's face, and you let your dong rest on his nose right between his eyes like a Roman War Helmet. Or like Gonzo.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm looking at this image right now.
You gotta
tuck, I'm not looking at any
Googling.
You gotta tuck your balls back though, because then he won't be able to see.
But you need those Gonzo buggy eyes.
And when you're as old as Jay and I, your balls really hang low.
Well, you got it with that very high elastic meter.
Well, you guys kind of touch on where I was going to go with mine. It's more like puppetry of the penis, but with the ball sack skin, you kind of make like the Loch Ness monster. Now the amateur move is to use the penis as the Loch Ness. But if you can really get that ball skin stretch, that's the key. Cause then it's kind of like a blurred image. You know, you're like, oh, what is it? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Yeah. You really got to stretch it out like a bat wing.
And that is why Bungie will not follow me.
There we go.
Anybody
Damn.
Else?
Damn.
The bad way.
You never do that? Where you like pull them out as far as they can go? It looks like bat wings. You can
hold
see
up
the veins
flashlight.
Going through.
Just start flapping.
Hold up a flashlight. It's all red.
Whoa. That's fucked.
What's that in there? It looks like an embryo.
Hey, honey, come check this out.
This is called the shark.
I just learned a new trick.
This is called the shark egg. It's where you... You ever see that they put like they take like those shark eggs and they put them up against? It's like you fold your ball back behind. I'll never forget when I was, I don't know, it's probably like I don't know 7 or 8.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, well, this is why I way overshare on this show. So my one of my mom's half sister, she was like a lot younger, right? She's only like a few years older than I am. And she was over at my grandfather's house with me. And my grandfather's sitting out on the front porch or on his stoop. And he had these shorts on. He rarely ever wore shorts, but I don't know if he wasn't wearing any underwear or what, but his, my aunt says to me, she was my aunt, but she was only like 10. She goes, why does Mr. Bill have a paper bag in his shorts? And I looked, and his fucking balls were hanging out of his shorts. I don't know if he knew it or not. Oh, my God. They were the biggest fucking things I've ever seen in my life. All right, moving on. Best appetizers from Absolute Zero. He's going with toasted ravioli stuffed with cheese. Best dinner appetizer.
Dinner appetizer.
Hmm.
Probably lunch.
I like grilled calamari.
Yeah, calamari is good.
Yeah, grilled, fried. Fuck that shit.
Six, the
grilled stuff.
And six donuts right. On my way home before I get if anyone sees me.
And actually, there's.
Don't look at me. I'm a monster.
Six donuts in the parking lot of Krispy Kreme on the way home.
No, I don't want the receipt.
You get home. I'm not hungry, honey. I'm on a diet. That's fine. I'm okay.
It's like doing that is kind of like jerking off in the shower, and then you get into bed, and your wife's like, hey, want to fool around? You're like, oh,
like, I really wish I... Could you warn me in the a.m.?
Funny story. Oh, my gosh. It's funny because it's true. Best dinner appetizer. Yeah, I go with calamari. I like that.
There's also this place near us that does this baked goat cheese in a phyllo wrap on top of a bed of arugula. Holy shit, it's so good, man.
Goat cheese, bro.
Oh no. No, goat cheese is fine. There's no lactose in there. It's
no lactose.
That's the one that's good for us.
You know what? I'm gonna also say crab dip with pita points, toasted pita points.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I was gonna
say crab cakes, man.
Crab cakes.
Oh,
there's this there's this place near the stadiums for like the Eagles and the Phillies. It's called Xfinity Live, right? Restaurants and shit in it, and it's all these bars, and they have this one, I think it's the Victory Brewing Company restaurant. They have a gigantic soft pretzel. I mean, this thing, it's, I mean, it's like the size of a dinner plate, right? And it's super as thick as my cock. And
go on.
Over top of it, they put crab dip, and then they melt cheese on top of the crab dip on top of the cock pretzel. And it is fucking delicious.
I literally just teared up. That's how fat I am. That sounds beautiful.
By the way, everybody, the Feel Feed competition is going on. If you want to lose some weight, get in the Discord. Go to dadtailspodcast.com. You can hop in our Discord. Runs till June 21st. Good times. Maybe that's why I'm thinking of food, because I'm hungry.
I can't believe I teared up. I'm so mad at myself.
All right. Should we move on? Let's rapid fire these things.
Well, I was going to say the anyone that does like those like fried onion blossoms.
I love this.
Bloomin' onion.
Yes.
Fluffy says, if you were to run away with me in my Miata.
Sorry. Hang on.
Yeah.
Can you read the question as if it's Fluffy, please? I want to set the scene.
All right. If you were to run away with me in my Miata. This is how when he talks, that's how I hear him talk.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to run away with me in my Miata. What color would the Miata be? Ooh, baby. Hold on. Let me do this. Where is it? You know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to run away with me in my Miata, what color would the Miata be?
I'm going to say red. I always picture us running away together in a red Miata, Fluffy.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing says a good time like Fluffy Fingers MD and a Miata.
With white rims.
I'm going to put a caveat on my runaway with Fluffy, and it's going to be, as my daughter would say, the car has no ceiling. It has to be a car with no ceiling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A red car with no ceiling.
Every time I think about that, Fluffy Fingers.
And I could hit that if I wanted to.
Damn straight.
Oh, man. Yellow, and we'd be shirtless.
Distinguished gentleman pulled out.
Oof.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I'm staying not in what I've for heard.
This one.
Yeah. Diaper genie in my garage says otherwise.
All right. What about you guys? What color?
Oh, red.
Red?
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. I'd only be looking into his eyes anyway.
Mm. That's true. God. Did you hear mine?
Or his eyes? Are his eyes and his balls?
Well, is he just kind of? But if he's driving, how do you look in his eyes if he's driving, man? Where are you sitting? It's not a big car.
Easy. My head's in his lap. Duh.
Yeah. Where the fuck are his eyes?
Look, I'm doing the flying squirrel. My eyes are up here.
we're trying to do the Roman war helmet while he's driving away. And then I stretch his ball skin out really far and see if he could like. And then I go, "Silence of the Lambs."
Oh boy.
Gear score.
Gear score.
Yeah.
Davis wants to know, how can you record when the start of final season of Game of Thrones is tonight? Easy, we started afterwards.
Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Yeah. And this one is for you, Stu. It's from Laz. He says, for Stu, I know you're frustrated with NHL officiating, but how about the 0-2 hole the Lightning are in and the 3-0 lead the Islanders have? What is going on with this NHL this postseason?
I didn't even hear the rest of your question because now I've gone back to my red mist state of being that I was in for most of last night. And look, man, anybody that knows me knows I love dogs, but mm-hmm. I would have kicked fucking puppies last night if I had my way. Like, it was...
You like dags?
So I actually love dags. Dag for my man.
Dags.
So I actually was so incensed that, you know, they say write a letter and put it in your desk and then don't mail it. And if you're still, you know, if you're still pissed, whatever. But I don't write letters. I write stupid tweets. So I made a poll. And the poll is still running, but it's which pro sports league has the worst refs? NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, or the NFL? And so far, there's still quite a bit of time left in the poll, but there's been 32 votes, and the NFL is the leader at 38%, which I think is all sports leagues. I think we can say this. Anybody that's a sports fan can say all sport. I've also had some people replying with MLS for Major League Soccer. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair to say that no matter what sport league people follow, all the refs do a pretty shitty job. You know, and it's also a function of it being every sport at its highest level is so fucking fast. You know,
I'm just gonna say what
do you guys think?
What the sign says at our local skating rink. Remember, the ref is somebody's dad, mom, sister, or brother.
They can all go fuck themselves. Your brother, sister, mother, father is an idiot, and that was a strike, you son of a bitch. For me, I think recency bias because of the horseshit game I watched last night, my gut instinct is going to be hockey. But I think on a bigger picture would be baseball because umpires in baseball, like there is shit that it was maybe a week and a half ago where he wasn't even looking at the pitcher throwing the pitch. He was like looking at the dugout. And
the Astros as soon game, as, right?
I think it was yeah. where the ball came in and he made the call. He's like, ball, looking at the dugout. Like, if anybody even flinched, he was going to toss him. And I think you see so much of that shit with baseball. Also, like, strike zones. What the fuck's a strike zone anymore? I don't even know. Like, my vote would be baseball overall.
Okay. I was kind of frustrated you didn't have underwater basket weaving on your pole, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah, we all know that sport's corrupt to begin with, so we're not... I don't think we're really going to get into that. We're not that kind of podcast.
Anything with judging I'm sorry. Is kind of, you know, where there's a subjective judgment to it, right? When you're off the bat.
I'll withdraw. I'm sorry, guys. Right. That's my bad. I apologize. Right.
Yeah.
Didn't you send them the rules of this podcast, Justin?
God.
No underwater crochet.
I don't know how to read. So.
Period.
Yeah. I had a bunch of pictures, but I sent in emojis, but we all know. That can be confusing.
Yeah, I got confused. I thought he just wanted to fuck. So
let's.
I got confused.
No.
Wow.
I think you're good. Guys, okay. Let's do. We got a couple more segments to get through. Let's do this, and then we'll get the song of the week, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. And here we go. Let's do a little Scum Death's Corner.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Death's Corner. This one's a bit gross, so if you're squeamish, I'd fuck off. Mosh and Mac, if you tell Jeff what I've said about this, you'll fucking kill me, mate, alright? Okay, so the guitarist in my band, who shall remain nameless, has got a really good habit. He'll get a 2p piece, he'll put it on the table, he'll put his toenail clippings on top of the 2p piece, he'll set fire to it, and he will sniff in the fumes. We found this out a couple of years ago, he totally admits to it, it's absolutely fucking gross. And my question to you is, have any of you got a worse habit than this? I doubt it. Thank you very much for listening. Scum Death out. Oh, by the way, if any of you need to find me on the internet, I'm not on there. See ya!
Yeah, I think the answer to that is going to be, fuck no. No, I don't do anything even remotely close to that. I would never think of that. That's like a
clip
Woody
his toenails on top put them on a 2p piece, burn it, and sniff the fumes. toenail clippings, burning.
Well, I mean, what's the thought process the first time you're like, I think this will work?
You know, I've been workshopping. I've been workshopping this idea.
Tell me what you guys think.
It's very specific. It's like the two pens piece, and then putting them on there. It's like a whole ritual he probably gets into.
Look, yeah. I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say that toenail fumes are not the first thing this dude's put up his nostrils. You know what I'm saying? I think there might have been some.
I love how he's like, Mosh, if you tell Jeff, I'll fucking kill you. He's like, he'll remain nameless. Yeah. Maybe that's not him, but that's just really, it's a funny coincidence. Oh my gosh.
Oh no, it's totally Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, so you're fucked, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell every single person Jeff. I know about how fucked that is Jeff in the United Kingdom is.
We should make t-shirts for Jeff.
Yeah, classic Jeff.
Two pence piece with toenails clippings on top.
Oh my god.
Not even a flame.
So gross, God.
Just like set the stage for it, you know? Like, you know what's coming.
Are his toenails catching on fire? Like, what the fuck? Like, or does he have to like hold the lighter there and like burn it and like get over top of it?
I mean, some people are really weird about their nail clippings though, right? Like,
yeah.
Some like fucking voodoo kind of shit. Yeah, there, you know?
I'm really weirded out by like, it's been warm here, so I started wearing my my flip flops, and I looked down last night and I had them on. I was like, oh shit, good thing I had my toenails clipped, because like I'm not one to be out, because I hate fucking in line at the grocery store and you look down and some guy's either got, you know, like some slides on or flip flops or something, and he looks like he's like he could fly down and grab salmon out of a lake. You know what I mean? Sorry, I don't know.
What are you in shock? Go catch your food, dude.
Is that a bird?
Yeah. But yeah, I can't deal with that. It's fucking disgusting.
Oh my god,
I don't have anything close to that. No. That's so gross.
I cut mine outside where they could like go into nature.
Be free.
Yeah. Here you go. Go find your parents.
Yeah. I guess when you find them with all that, like on a spoon with a lighter underneath, is when you should really get kind of worried. But like,
I thought he was going to say that he burns them down till they're ashes and then snorts the ashes or some shit like that. Hold on. I just want to.
Just doing a two pence no clipping line. What do you?
I just want to hear the beginning again.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Dad's Corner. This one's a bit gross, so if you're squeamish, I'd fuck off. Mosh and Matt, if you tell Jeff what I've said about this, you'll fucking kill me, mate, all right? Okay.
I love it.
So, the guitarist in my band, who shall remain nameless...
Yeah, right. Jeff. Oh, fucking Scum, I love you. He sent me one for next week. I haven't listened to it yet, because I don't want to... No spoilers. Yeah. Oh my god, so fucking funny. All right, what do you say we do some song of the week, guys, and we put a pin in this thing, since apparently I'll have like 8 different files to edit.
Yeah, good luck with that.
All right,
and now it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
Yeah, apparently, like, you know, everybody just decides they want a Spotify playlist. Am I right, yeah. Jay?
I got a whole 10 minutes on mine.
No, I thought that. I'm good for you. I'm glad that you have a Spotify playlist now. I'm going to go listen to... I'm going to take 10 minutes out of my day tomorrow. I'm going to go listen to your playlist. By the way, the show was really good.
I remember my first playlist
with your wife. That was really funny. She's funny.
So before we get started on our song selections this week, I will take the position of Baroque Reaper and say we are at 411 songs so far.
Wow.
How much time is that? He always says that too.
Oh, fuck off, man. I don't know. I don't have that on my app. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he looks at it on the computer. It's probably like four days.
It is 28 hours and 51 minutes.
Wow.
Damn.
We're going to hit the 29-hour mark, guys. Unless we all pick like punk rock songs. I'm like, fuck. Which we're not. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I have a special dedication here and song. And I am going with Lessons in Love by Level 42.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just...
I did.
It's the second time you're going to make me cry tonight.
I did. When you did... Was it on... Was it on Potato Thumbs? Oh, shit. Take a drink.
Yeah.
When you pick Level 42, I was like, who's the... Level 42? Who the fuck else knows about Level 42? So...
That was the best DM ever. You're just like, did you just? I was like, oh my God. Did we just become best friends?
I love Level 42. All right. So I went with Lessons in Love. All right. Who's next? What do you got?
All right. Let's go with Fatboy Slim, Weapon of Choice.
Okay.
Good tune.
Hell yeah.
I would like to go. In the Meantime by Space Hog.
Ooh. Dude, that's a great song.
That is exactly why I picked it. Thank you for noticing.
That's like a song that I think DJs play when they have to take a shit. Because it's like, I think it's like 7 minutes long or something like that.
You can't really do anything with it. It's like, you can't dance to that song. God.
That song is so fucking good.
It's just we're getting to that point in the year when certain songs evoke memories of summer. Oh, you know, like, oh, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming. And that's one of those songs for me.
For sure. I have, and I've mentioned this before, so I've been listening a lot to the Are You Talking R.E.M. R.E. Me podcast, which I fucking love with Adam Scott and Scott Aukerman. And so... I've been listening like a ton of REM, like constant REM. I've been going through like the whole catalog. And it was kind of interesting the other day. I was listening to, they had another podcast. It was called Are You Talking U2 to Me? And I didn't realize that at the end of that, they actually got to interview U2. And so that was cool. Yeah. So I get done listening to, and it's so funny because they're commentating over it. And they're like, we sound like fucking idiots. Like, we're so nervous. And then, so that was really funny. And I immediately get done listening to that. And the Are You Talking R.E.M. R.E.M.E. is on the same feed as that. You know, it's kind of like Distinguished Gentlemen and Dad Tales podcast. It's like one podcast just led into another. And then that day they dropped one where they interviewed Mike Mills from R.E.M. And I was just really cool. Like, he's just a really cool guy. It just really sucks that they broke up. But, Yeah, it was good stuff. So I've been huge in REM lately. All right, Jay, what do you got?
Let's go with Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel.
Okay, I like his version.
I don't know if I've heard this one. I'm gonna have to look that up on the playlist.
Is there, how many versions of that? Is the Old Crow Medicine Show, is that the original version, or was there a version before that? Do you guys know? Anybody?
Bueller? I don't know who the original was. I just know this one's a cover.
I think it's a cover of Old Crow Medicine Shows. That's a really good, it's a good song. It's a great song. I used to sing that to my kids to put them to bed at night.
That's cool.
I just wanted to see if anybody...
Yeah, I was like, I'm not touching that.
Okay, guys, that's going to do it for us for this marathon podcast. Oh, God, it sucks when...
Good luck, Justin.
Things just don't go your way with things, and it's already... Oh, boy. All right. Guys, I love all of you. Where can we find you guys at? Hold on. Back that up.
Okay.
You can find us at DGensPod on Twitter. You can find me at JC Jesse. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. You can find everything you need to know there. Okay. Gear Dad, where can we find you?
You can find me everywhere as AKA Gear Dad. And if you're looking for the show, Antimeta, you can go to antimetapodcast.com. It's new.
Yeah. Where can we find your mustache?
On my face.
In my dreams.
Where can we find my balls?
On your mustache. On
my mustache.
Roman helmet.
I'm a fun. Where can we find you and your podcast at?
The podcast, Just Some Gardens. You can find us on Twitter, JSGcast. We're on iTunes and Podbean. As for myself, Elmer Fudd, you can find me on Twitter and Twitch and YouTube. What? Elmer Fudd Games, double M, double D.
All right. Suji.
You can find me in Los Santos because I bought Grand Theft Auto 5.
Awesome.
STU_GATZZO.
Let's go steal some cars or planes.
Fuck yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening this week. And... Oh, whoops, wrong button.
Right. I mean, I felt it. I felt real and raw.
All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other. Stay fresh, cheese bags. # stay fresh, cheese bags.
Distinguished gentlemen, defenders of the universe, making magic with the microphone.
I'm keeping it live so you don't feel awkward.
Distinguished gentlemen.
Thought of another good appetizer that I would like.
I mean, nobody wants to admit to eat 9 cans of ravioli, but I did. I'm ashamed of myself. But the first can doesn't count, and then you get to the second, and then the third, and the fourth and fifth, I think I burned with a blowtorch, and then I just kept eating.
Goodbye.